This is Minnesota Creates, an exploration of the creative mind, because we're curious about how creativity happens.
Hi, welcome to Minnesota Creates. I'm your host, Susan Spomberg. Today we're talking to actor, director, teacher, Matt Seipel. When you direct a show, what's your aha moment?
Well, it's different for every show. I just directed a production of Romeo and Juliet at McAllister. The theme of this season was youth cultures, and they were also working on devised theater, creating theater from scratch with almost no props. So I was trying to put those things together with Romeo and Juliet, knowing that I had students that were all in a certain age range to play parents and students. The aha moment was thinking about, I'm trying to figure out something that keeps Romeo and Juliet apart that's going to resonate for them, because just race is not going to do it. Just sexism, just homophobia. You know, it's a very multicultural school, and I like to challenge my audiences. And then I thought, well, what if it's all of those things? From that, I got seven Romeos and seven Juliets, and all the Romeos played Montagues and all the Juliets played Capulets, and it evolved into this thing that was more like Greek tragedy. So the Romeos were a chorus of Romeos, the Juliets were a chorus of Juliets, and the balcony scene was all of those at the same time on seven different balconies in basically a bare theater that looked like we had taken over this theater. And then I thought, well, how can we justify this? And I thought, what if they're just a band of kids, like the groups of homeless kids that you see? And it occurred to me that I had seen a bunch of kids just wearing whatever they had, various mismatched clothing. One of them had a banjo, one of them had, and they just sat down and started playing music. And I thought, we don't have traveling players anymore, but we have those. What if their story was Romeo and Juliet that they were going to tell to this audience using the tools that they had, which is basically what they can fit in their backpack? They break into this theater, take it over, and so we brought the audience in into as though the theater had been condemned, and pretended that they were going, oh, there's lights over here, there's that, we need this over here, and just building it from the materials at hand. And so it very organically, it didn't start off with me saying, what can I do to Romeo and Juliet? But it started off by saying, who's my audience? What's the central core of the story? And how can I challenge that audience with this story and connect with them at the same time? I don't go into it looking to change it. I go into it looking to connect to it.
When you approach a role as an actor, where is your aha moment into that character?
Well, again, it's going to be different for every show, but I try to start with myself. I trained at Southern Methodist University, and all of our training was based on Stanislavski and really trying to keep an open, neutral center as an actor so you're not standing in the way. And we're sort of this vessel that connects to the text and the playwright. So you start with the playwright, you have the audience, and then you have me, who is sort of the interpreter between those things. And I look for a way to fall in love with the character. I don't have to like him, but I have to find something that resonates for me.
What things do you have on the horizon?
I go to Bemidji for, I'm doing Jekyll and Hyde, then I'm doing Fuddy Mears in January.
And any directing gigs in the future, or...?
I'm going to be directing at Hamline University, directing a production of Rhymers of Eldritch, and mostly just teaching right now.
You've been listening to Minnesota Creates, produced in the studios of KBEM-FM. Minnesota Creates is made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.